All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BYB 13 Tampa Brawl, which transpires November the 19th, and the BYB Heavyweight Championship going to be on the line. Tony Lopez and DJ Linderman going to be getting out there and having presumably what should be a very great fight, and happy to be bringing DJ on to talk a bit about that. How's your day going so far, man?
It's going good, I walked in a parade today. Had kids running up hugging me, thinking I'm a dinosaur. You know, your average day, you know. Getting ready for this fight, it's been good. You know, I'm relaxed. It's a fight that I already know. Between me and him in the bear, in the MMA world, we had our fight. But, I got the hands for him this time, and it's going to be a whole different game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting that you brought that up, because you had said in your last post-fight interview that you and Tony Lopez have unfinished business, and you kind of touched on it there, just you guys previously having fought in MMA. Like, do you feel like this is, like, an ongoing series, even though it's a different combat sport? Like, was that the unfinished business you were talking about there?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that fight, it should have never ended the way it did, but, you know, shit happens in this sport and every other sport, so, we're definitely, there's definitely be a time for me and him to go again. When I called out Dada, you know, it was kind of thing. I was looking at him for opponent, not Tony. But when they came at me with Tony for a title fight, when I fought Josh, I didn't know Josh was, ranked as high as he was in the bare knuckle world, you know? So, but it always leads back, you know, to Tony. So it's a fight that I always wanted before when I fought him, and it's a fight I still want because I know he's just like me. He got his cardio. His stamina is there for sure. And he likes to just bang and go out there and have a good time. And he does it a lot. And that's what I like. That's a perfect fight for me.
Yeah, and definitely a fight that I have a few questions about. But you kind of touched on, you know, the Dada 5000 call out a bit ago there. I mean, what kind of motivated that? Just more the fact that it's like kind of like a bigger name in the bare knuckle space. I mean, there had been like rumblings of him talking about coming back, and that seems to be something they're trying to pursue and figure out more so now. So I guess what was the motivation? Just it being like a big kind of notable name that seemed to be coming back, or?
Yeah, you know, it was his backyard. That's his backyard, you know. Who else do you call out except someone in their own backyard, you know? When you're standing in it, so. And, you know, as of November 19th, I'll be standing at the top of that heap, so.
Yeah, well, based on what you're saying, it would seem like you got a more ideal opportunity, like, fighting for the title. Like, does that kind of represent, like, a capstone sort of achievement to you capturing a world title in this sport?
Yes, definitely. You know, that was a big opener for me when it came in and they set a title fight in the BYB, you know. I felt like I could redeem myself from the first showing I had. When they told me about the title and told me about, you know, the last fight I just had with Josh Burns, it was all motivation to come back from that first fight. It was all new to me, and it just made it, as soon as they said a title fight, that's a lot of recognition. It's history, you know? So it's going to be great to be able to go out there and do something like that.
Yeah, and you touched on, like, coming back in a big way from the initial bare-knuckle effort there and beating a guy like Josh Burns, who's one of the more experienced fighters on the circuit, never mind heavyweight, but just in general, and a pretty comprehensive performance from what I could tell, getting the stoppage in the third round there. Like, did it feel almost, like, redemptive in a way? Like, was there a certain relief getting that kind of a big statement victory and everything, like, getting things back on track with the bare-knuckle?
Yes, definitely did. I felt like that's what you should have seen out of me in the first the first fight, and it took it just took all that relief off of me from those, you know, 4 years, 5 years, you know, waiting to get redeemed on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, obviously set you up in a great spot and everything like that. And we talked about the previous experience fighting Tony Lopez, but we also mentioned it was in a different combat sport. So I guess to that point, is there any like residual value from fighting a guy like that? Like in the sense of maybe you picked up on certain things from the first fight that could apply to this one, or because it's a completely different combat sport, maybe there's not that crossover.
No, it's not gonna be that big of a crossover for us. We were mostly boxing in that. He threw a couple of kicks, and that's what he ended up getting me with. But we were boxing, and we like to stand there and throw him. So you're gonna have a fun night watching this fight.
Yeah, well, the respective track records both of you guys have. I mean, it's gonna be a barn burner. One would have to think. Like, I was excited when I saw that bout announcement there, but you've really had a lot of experience in a few different combat sports from what I was seeing through like the Tapology there, like in Muay Thai and gloved boxing, MMA, obviously bare knuckle boxing. How has like the experiences in bare knuckle boxing differed from some of those other combat sports, like in terms of preparation, but also like actually competing within it?
Well, preparation part, you know, I'm not throwing kicks. I gotta keep myself from throwing knees. You're not throwing, you know, six different pieces. You know, you get hit with six different things in MMA and boxing, you're down to two. So I focused all I could, you know, with my hands, especially on that last fight, my head movement and my hands. And that's what I wanted to have. And, you know, I brought it into this sport greatly. So I feel like this is going to be a good ride for me at the heavyweight division and BYB.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like through your bare knuckle experiences so far, you've gotten to be part of some cool opportunities there. Like when, I mean, it became a big, like legal, like widely legalized, regulated sort of thing. Like you were part of that fight with Arnold Adams there, kind of kicking off the whole movement. And I also found it kind of interesting that Tony Lopez was also on the same card, or that same card rather. So it seemed like the paths were almost kind of aligned in a certain sense there too. Like you both had good throwdowns that night.
Yeah, definitely. It was leading to this road, you know. Everything happens for a reason, and this is a fight that I wanted to happen. And it just came, you know, it came to sight.
And it seems like there's been a lot of growth even since then with like bare knuckle and everything like that. Have you noticed that big of a difference, like from when you first got out there with Arnold Adams, say, as compared to where the awareness of bare knuckle is now?
There's bare knuckle going on all the time now, you know. Then it was this unheard of thing before then, you know. It was like some underground thing, and now different promotions are popping up, you know. You got Jorge Masvidal doing his thing over there. You got people over here. You got BK. Well, BKB's been around for a minute. Yeah, you got more promotions and more popping up. You know, it feels like on the daily, the more it gets legalized. And I hope this goes everywhere. You know, I wish I had this a long time ago.
Yeah, and you talk about BKB, it probably would excite you, I would think, just like the partnership that seems to be there, the cross-promotional dynamics with BKB and BYB Extreme. I would think that would give you a lot of opportunities to fight some real good international competition.
Yes, definitely. And that's a big thing about, I don't know, I talked about it last time about me fighting. It used to be about the wins and, you know, just the fight itself. Now, for me, it's the experience I'm having everywhere. You know, each fight with each person, different people from all the world, you know, this is an experience not just anybody gets to have. And it's an honor to be able to meet these guys and, you know, compete with everybody around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of wondering what the experience was like fighting in the Trigon, because that first bare knuckle fight was in BKFC, which is more like the circle kind of dynamic. Like, what was it like competing in the Trigon? Did you feel like it was a different experience in that kind of competitive framework? Did it lend itself to your style, you felt?
Yeah, I love the Trigon, man. We have a boxing ring here at the gym. I took a battle rope put it across, cut the ring off, and I used that as my Trigon to get ready for this, to get ready for Josh Burns. And I kept turning, and that's what you've seen during the fight, was just turn. And I never was standing still. My feet weren't moving, my hands were moving. And that's what that Trigon makes you have to do. And, you know, I love it, and I want to see this grow as big as it can.
Yeah, and I feel like I almost know the question to this already, but thought to, you know, put it out there all the same, because certain bare-knuckle fighters will use certain, like, almost hand-strengthening kind of tactics. I have heard of some guys who will, like, punch, like, the Muay Thai boards or punch sand or a myriad of things, like hitting their hands with sticks and all this stuff. But I've also talked to some guys who are like, nah, I've fought in combat sports for a while. My hands naturally got galvanized over time and everything like that. Like, even Josh Burns, actually, your previous opponent, fit that description when I had talked to him. So do you have any special hand strengthening techniques you do for bare knuckle, or just like the, I guess, depth of combat sports experience you have? It's like your hands are already like galvanized and good to go already.
No, the only thing I've really changed up is I get some bag work in without gloves or wraps. You know, I'm out there just getting out there, solid punches straight to that lower end of the bag, that solid thud. You know, just catching a couple of hard ones in there. You know, straightening up the wrists and everything. So, just that really is the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, and I wanted to kind of get some insights into the training dynamics there, because I saw many years ago that you had a picture working some wrestling with Uriah Faber out in SAC there, but that struck me as more of like a go visit the gym and learn technique kind of thing. It strikes me as, you know, the dynamic where do something athletics would have been the primary space, or at least it has been over the years. Like, whereabouts have you mostly been working in this camp?
In this camp?
Yeah, like, what camp have you been, I guess, working with? What gym ahead of this fight?
I was up in Washington, training up there, just bouncing around. I'm a steel worker. I do commercial industrial concrete and steel. And so I was just gone for 7 weeks for this fight, this camp. 7 weeks I was gone in Washington, and using gyms all around the area to get everything. I was doing mitts and focused mitts and running outside my hotel with coworkers and, you know, training partners up there. There's a couple of guys in Washington I got real familiar with. I was right down the road from, you know, David Benavides' camp down there.
Oh, nice.
A lot of gyms in the area up there. I got the hit, you know, and that's big with me. I like other people coming into the gym here. It used to be Do Something Athletics. Now it's Virgin Athletics. We just invite anybody to come in from around that wants, you know, to get their rounds in, you know, have a good time training with other guys that want the same thing.
Yeah, well, it seems like your, like, time management is good. Like you mentioned, like, the job and getting in the training around that. But it seems like there's, you know, a lot of great individuals here getting in work with to kind of keep things fresh there.
Yeah, we're working here with Ray Virgin. He's the boxing coach, owns the gym here in Wairika. And then he'll be cornering me, as well as my former coach for MMA, Tommy Davis. He was with me most of my career for, you know, cornering me for 15 years, 14 years. He's been cornering me. So.
Yeah, I was going to say that level of, like, connectivity and trust and, like, the experience, I mean, that would seem invaluable. I would think that'd be, like, a huge part of just the preparations, like, having someone like that involved.
Yeah, my two corners for this fight, we've been training together for, you know, 16 years, I think it is now, all together. And so we have trust for one another. You know, I trust them as my ear. So I go out there. As soon as I go out there, my vision goes in. My hearing goes only to my corner. And I use them. They're what's winning me the fight.
Yeah, well, I love that you have that dynamic there. I mean, that connection is definitely irreplaceable, but, you know, speaking of important connections, like in doing my research on you, you strike me as a, you know, real proud dad. And at the time of this recording, it's Halloween. So to that point, what are you, you know, getting up to tonight for All Hallows Eve there and everything?
You know, everything's all good up here. Yeah, I love getting out doing stuff with the kids. The parade was awesome. Me and my kid were 2 7-foot dinosaurs roaming the parade. And, yeah, you know, it was great to come back for Halloween, have a break, you know, from everything. And, you know, tonight's going to be a good night, taking my daughter out and having a good time.
Yeah, well, I love to hear that, man. That's really awesome. And I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, get to that fun as well. I appreciate you coming on the show and giving insights ahead of such a, you know, high stakes fight and everything. But, you know, is there anything you might want to add kind of as a parting thought as we're wrapping things up, DJ?
Sorry, it broke right there.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you had any... Yeah, I was just wondering if you had anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up. I want you to have some Halloween fun tonight. So is there anything, like, in terms of a parting thought you might want to put out there?
I just want to put out there, you know, to everybody listening to this, everybody out there, you know, stay safe tonight. Have a good time with your kids and everything. And to definitely tune in November 19th and watch a new champ crowned at BYB. So, yeah, it's been a great night, and everybody else out there, have a great night.
That's a great parting thought, and this is going to be a great fight against Tony Lopez at BYB 13 Tampa Brawl. Definitely a heavyweight title fight that, you know, should deliver in the fistic fireworks, as it were. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show and giving great insights ahead of this fight here, man. And, yeah, you enjoy the rest of your night too, man.
All right, man.